Tonight marks the first official scrimmage for Alex Golish and the Auburn Tigers. What's up, everyone? My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you are listening or watching the Barn Social Hour. Welcome back in, everyone. Graham, like I said at the top, we have a scrimmage tonight under the lights in Jordan-Hare. That's
nighttime scrimmage in Jordan-Hare.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, I believe, like, obviously we've had the spring practices, but this is the first scrimmage of Alex Golish's tenure at Auburn. Correct me if I'm wrong, they're full pads, right? Mm-hmm. As far as I know. So yeah, it's going to be fun. It's closed off to the media, but we're doing this. We're talking about it to basically predict / ask, what do we want to hear tomorrow morning? After this is all said and done, like, here's who did good, here's who did bad, here's what was, you know, stood out positively, here's what stood out negatively. I guess I'll throw it to you. Like, what are you expecting to hear out of this scrimmage?
I'm gonna backtrack a little bit here to so if you haven't heard, Zach Blackerby interviewed Coach Golish the other day on Locked On Auburn. If you haven't listened to that, go check it out.
Really good.
But he kind of talked about how, you know, part of this scrimmage is going to be, you know, just kind of getting everyone a feel, all the new guys a feel of, you know, being inside Jordan-Hare Stadium, giving the coaching staff a feel of being inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. He said that everyone, all the coaching staff is going to be in their spot where they're going to be for games. So, like, you know, OC Joel Gordon is going to be up in the box. Like, he's going to be in, you know, he's going to be doing that. You know, Durkin's going to be on the sideline. Golish is going to be on the sideline. They're going to get a feel of their new environment. Because, like, Golish said that, like, he hasn't been in Jordan-Hare except, you know, like, his first day here and then bringing in recruits to show them Jordan-Hare. Right. That's, like, he hasn't had a ton of time inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. So that's going to be, you know, really good for him. And so I think really what I want to see out of this scrimmage is just, like, get rid of all of the, you know, the kinks in the hose, you know what I mean? Like, let's get it smooth. Make sure players know where to look, you know, on the sideline for their coach, where their coach might be. You know, obviously if Joel Gordon's going up in the press box, then, you know, make sure our headset system's working, you know, where Byram can hear. This first scrimmage, I think, needs to be a glorified dress rehearsal. I mean, like, honestly, like, A-Day is, like, you know, the big one where fans are going to be there, and it's going to be, you know, like, a, for them, a simulated crowd. I really hope the A-Day is more of a showcase. Yeah. So I really hope that, you know, I'm expecting it could start off a little rough. It could start off a little slow. I wouldn't be shocked if we heard on Monday of, like, oh, well, it wasn't our best practice. You know, it's a new environment for these players. You know, they're can be distracted inside Jordan-Hare Stadium. Obviously, like, there's a lot of stuff to look at and, you know, whatever. But I wouldn't be shocked if this first scrimmage in Jordan-Hare wasn't the prettiest. I hope it is, and I hope things run smoothly. But like I said, it's just kind of everyone getting their bearings, all the new guys getting their bearings for the stadium, for the field. It's gonna be fun. Hopefully, we get some clips out of it too. Hopefully, like I said, the social media team has been literally unbelievable. They posted something today about the receivers. Golly, this is unreal.
Yeah, the way, so hopefully we get the way stuff edited. They've been killing the edits on just, like, current practices and everything, and these deep dives into the position rooms and everything have been cool too to see. So me personally, I want to know how what Durkin throws at Byram in this offense. That's what I'm curious to see, what he has dialed up. Because, I mean, if you think about it, last year's defense, and, you know, I've obviously, some people in the comments were like, oh, you know, them being top three is not accurate. Well, according to ESPN, they were top three for most of the year up until, like, the last, what, four games of the season or something like that, four or five games of the year. So I think with that, you know, returning base that we have with Elijah Melendez and Xavier Atkins and Malik Altry, people like that, and then we got I'm going blank on his name now, all of a sudden, of course, defensive end,
Jared Smith.
No. Chris Murray. I just went blank for like 2 seconds there, but I'm curious to see what Byram will be able to, I guess, see what, cause I mean, I feel like Durkin is going to be one of the best defensive mind Byram will have to throw against, at least for right now. Cause I mean, I don't know what defense can match up against Durkin's, you know, defensive mind, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, and Golish said in one of his earlier interviews in spring that, like, you know, it has not been an easy thing for this offensive staff to acclimate to, you know, Durkin's defense. And he said, that's like, I welcome that. Like, that's good. Like that, you know, that makes our job more like difficult so that we have to get better as well. Like, cause like you said, you know, in previous springs at USF and stuff, he's playing against a defense, you know, like that he's already, and that this goes for any coach. I mean, like,
right,
you know what, if you have a consistent defense coordinator in every spring, like you're playing against the same defense every spring, so you kind of get used to how to play against it, what to call, stuff like that. He's like, it was a new defense for us this year, so it was more difficult for us to kind of get our feeding, you know, get our footing, so that, you know, the offense can be successful. And so hopefully by now, I mean, what, we're two, three weeks into to spring training, hopefully by now that, you know, they've kind of figured it out and stuff. But yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And again, talking about the defense, the one thing I'm curious to see is, obviously, and it's been my talking point of the offseason, is to see what the chemistry is like between Byram and his receivers. But I guess on the other side of the coin, I want to see how our DBs do against these receivers that Byram knows their tendencies. You know what I mean? Because I know that's been kind of an offseason concern, is our defensive backs. So, and I know we got some pretty solid pickups in the portal, but I've seen people on X being like, the DBs are not, you know, not what I'm thinking they're going to be. And so that's one thing I'm going to keep an eye on. But I am, the one thing I'm keeping my head up about is last year, Hugh Freeze kind of babied the quarterbacks. You know, he's like, oh, you know, we got to get their confidence up and everything. I don't think the staff
really, it was just Jackson.
Yeah.
The whole thing with like that last year is huge. Like, he just knew that Jackson needed a confidence boost. And so that's why he was like, let's make Jackson look good so maybe he feels a little bit better about himself, like, you know, as a football player. And
yeah,
because I like, obviously at Oklahoma, like, he lost all of his confidence, which, like, understandably so. Like, it was not a good situation at Oklahoma for him. But yeah, it's just the fact that that happened is still so bizarre. Yeah.
I mean,
and then, you know, obviously now this year, like, Ghost is like, don't take it easy on Byron. Make it as hard as possible for him so that he can get better.
Yeah, I guarantee you, behind closed doors, Golish went up to Dirk and be like, make his life a living hell in this scrimmage tonight. I want him to experience a living hell, and I think he will. Now, I don't think they're going to be sacking the quarterback and stuff like that, obviously. No. But
Golish would say in, like, his interview, coverages, it will be full speed except the quarterbacks.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it'll be everyone's full speed, and then don't, like, you can't touch the quarterback. If you're gonna sack him, just run by him like you would. But,
or like two hand touch quarterback, like that, even just
they can't. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, they probably won't even allow them to do that.
Yeah,
you probably cannot touch the quarterback.
Yeah, it's just funny that we're, you know, this is the type of coaching staff we have now compared to last year, where they looked at Jackson Arnold, and even though he was, you know, a dude wipes ambassador, he was soft as Sherman. So it was like, what are we doing? But yeah, I think the one thing I'm going to keep my eye on is the DBs, you know, the pros and cons of that. But I guess as far as, like, overall, what are you looking for? Like what's one positive and one negative you are hoping to hear out of this?
Yeah. So I'm really interested. Obviously, I think we have a really good defensive line, you know, with Chris Murray, Jared Smith, Deshaun Womack. I'm blanking on names right now. But I mean, also, like, I do think we have a good defensive line. And so Cody Sigler, my goodness, he's looked like an absolute dog. And so I'm really interested to see how our offensive line is able to handle this defensive line. Like, if our offensive line can come into the scrimmage tonight and handle our defensive line well, you know, obviously, like, they're going to win some, they're going to lose some. But if they can hold their own, I feel comfortable with this offensive line going against any SEC defensive line. You know what I mean? So really, really looking for that, I think, is probably my biggest, you know, like, concern, or not. I mean, I guess it is my biggest concern of how the outcome of the scrimmage goes. Because obviously, if the offensive line sucks, right, and they just can beat every single play tonight, that's very concerning. Now, obviously, like, we have a lot of time before, you know, we kick off against Baylor, but that's really concerning. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if this offensive line can hold their own. And if they can, I feel comfortable about the rest of the position.
Right.
I mean, I feel fine about quarterback. I feel more than fine about running back. I feel fine with the receivers. And then the defense, I really don't have a worry. I feel comfortable with everyone on defense.
No, yeah, no, I agree with you. And I think it's Coach Golish's biggest, you know, concern was the offensive line. And it's been Auburn's
Achilles. Yeah, I mean, he said early on, he was like, yeah, if y'all want to say a prayer with me for this offensive line.
Yeah,
like,
which made me laugh. But it's been a problem, I feel like, ever since the 2017 Iron Bowl. We haven't had a decent offensive line since that game, and still looking for that line. I don't know what happened. They just disappeared. Carton, Walton, Derry, Stranger
especially Thing, on Austin, that. I think of
disappeared.
I think of 2017 versus Georgia when we threw the little screen pass with Kerryon Johnson, and that's one of my favorite Auburn plays of all time.
Oh, what a play, too. What a memory. That was insane. I remember that game, too. I think I was there for that one because it was like a run on one side and run all the way to the other. Like, that was...
Yeah, like, everyone, like, the quarterback rolled, like, Jared Stidham rolled right, and then, like, Kerryon kind of just, like, snuck out left, and then the line released and went left, and he just passed it back to the other side of the field, and then it was just, I mean, five guys in front of Kerryon. He just took off, and he scored. It was like a 50-yard touchdown. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a convoy touchdown. I love me a good convoy touchdown.
Oh, yeah. It's so
cool. You're just like, it's like the Avengers going through a hallway. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
Just clearing everybody out.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I'm curious to see about that. I want to hear how our running backs are. That's what I'm most excited about, is that, personally, because I've overlooked it a little bit because, like, me and you have both said, like, our running back room is stacked. So I haven't really been paying attention to it. I've been more paying attention to Byron and the receivers, right? As far as running backs go, we got Jeremiah Cobb back. He's going to be the vocal leader, I think, in the locker room this year.
I hope he has 1,000 yards this year. He was so close to having this year. The fact that Hugh didn't get him 1,000 yards is kind of embarrassing. Disappointing.
Are you shocked?
Because, like, he was maybe like 20 or 30 yards away from getting it. It was insane.
That's nuts, man. Yeah,
if I'm I don't care. Run the ball. Just like, and he came out, and I know he kind of got a little banged up against who was the last team we played before the Iron Bowl? Why am I
blaming Mercer?
Mercer. Mm-hmm. I know he kind of got, I think, a little banged up against Mercer, and so they took him out early. But I mean, if he was able to go at all, like, just come on, let him get the 1,000.
That's Hugh Freeze for you. Or I guess at the time it would have been Durkin.
It was Durkin, actually. That is right. Yeah.
So it's just how it is. But you know what is in a debate on keeping on the field and off the field? Roback.
Roback.
That's exactly what. Yeah, go to roback.com, use code BARN20, get 20% off your next order. They have several Auburn polos, perfect for the upcoming spring weather. It's currently... If you haven't walked outside today, it feels like spring today for sure. It's 83 degrees in at least in Birmingham. I don't know where it is where you are, but they have great Auburn polos just in time for spring, as well as the hoodies like you see on your screen. Me and Graham have the navy version of that. It's very lightweight, very durable, very good quality, and great for those nighttime hangouts where there's a little bit of a breeze and you just need something lightweight where it's not going to make you sweat buckets. That hoodie is for you. So again, that is BARN20 at roback.com to get 20% off your next order. We're very thankful for Roback and their partnership with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. Also, we got to talk about AUShirts.com. We got to talk about it. AUShirts.com, if you want to feel like you are absolutely ultimately plugged into the Barn, get a shirt, hoodie, cup, hat, you name it, from AUShirts.com. All the inside jokes that you hear on the Barncast and the lore behind the Barncast is all on this website, with stuff soon to come as well. We're working on some social
hours. A lot of stuff to come soon. So yeah, we're working on our own stuff right now.
Yeah, including some social hour shirts. We're trying to figure that out. And, you know, we're messing around with some ideas. I've been brainstorming. Graham, I think, has been brainstorming as well. We're going to put the noggins together and figure it out and get y'all some social hour merch for sure. But again, that's AUShirts.com. get you something today just in time for A-Day. Wear it, support, and let us know too. If you get something from AUShirts.com, tag the barn on social media of you wearing whatever you get, and we'll repost it, and we might even feature it on the show. So we'd love to see y'all support AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com. Graham, we have a basketball game tonight. Literally, by the time this is airing, probably about an hour from now, tip off.
8:30 tip. So about an hour 15 from right now.
Yeah, hour and some change. So playing Illinois State. Auburn is in the Final Four of the NIT. Tip off 8:30 p.m. Going to be a good game. I expect Overton to step up, and Freeman, I'm hoping Tahad will put on a good show. And Jovic, you know, had a, I mean, I'm not going to call it the coming out party for Jovic, but I mean, the dude had a heck of a game last, I'm trying to think, how long ago was that game? My God, it feels like it was yesterday, but it was, feels like weeks ago. Now, yeah, this our last point, game there's such a break. Goodness gracious. So, but again, that tip off is at 8:30 p.m. We will be doing a barn cast. The usual suspects will be there, including me, Graham, and Kyle. It's going to be fun. Kyle sent me and Graham a little screenshot today. The barn cast is like watching Auburn games with your friends. It really is. And it's a great community. Come in there, hang
out. It also
out.
Has it also has great moments like this.
Yeah, I definitely just saw lightning.
That is an all-timer. That is an all-timer. Oh my gosh. If I wish there could be just a compilation of like funny moments that we can just like stitch together. Cause I have a few.
If you're out there and you need something to do and you have some time on your hands, go through all the barn casts and pull out the greatest moments and make a compilation and then send it to me.
Thank you. I know of two people out there in the community that I think could do it literally within an hour of this airing of us saying that.
There's no way. There's no way.
You know who you are. You know who you are.
There's no way I could do that in an hour.
Well, not an hour, but you know what I mean.
We have like over 30 barn casts out there, all over 2 hours long. It's gonna take.
You never know. People might have clipped some things. You know, you never know. Yeah, I've had people send me stuff that you know. I'll be like, "Can someone please clip that?" And they'll send it to me. So,
yeah.
I guess I could do it in a way. I've got a majority of them on my phone in a folder.
But I say I am not going through that and finding all that stuff.
But again, that's 8:30 p.m. tip off Barncast. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see y'all there. Going to be a good game. I hope Steven has them ready to go. And we're kind of going on some momentum right now. We're on a little win streak. We're in the Final Four of the NIT. We picked up a guy from France. It's going to be our big man. 7-1 officially on the measurements. So that's crazy. His wingspan is like a
7'7" wingspan.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts. And just to clarify, he has
like a 9-foot stand, over 9-foot standing reach or something like that too. It's insane.
Which is absurd. His highlights, if you haven't watched his highlights, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
It's quite literally a 7-minute video of dunking and blocks. That's about it.
It's beautiful. It's if you're a 90s basketball fan, it is, you will cry. It will bring a tear to your eye. And just to clarify, he is eligible because he's never signed an NBA contract. For those that were tweeting at me the other day, my goodness gracious, you would have thought I said let's start World War III with that, me trying to clarify that, because people, like, we had Bama fans, I think it was like Hokanson had put something out about the signing, and people were like, oh well, see, no, it's okay when Auburn does it. Yes, it's okay when Auburn does it, because it's the, you know, technically it's the off season in a way, and he's European and has never signed an NBA contract and never played a minute of college basketball. Is he professional technically? Yes. But the rule says NBA contract. If you sign an NBA contract, you're done. You're done. So it's just how it is. And if they make a rule where they say no European professionals, including NBA, I'm fine with it. But as of right now, we're rolling with it because that's the rules. So again, really excited. Basketball is on a kind of a momentum thing. I hope they finish out the season strong and win the NIT. I think it would be great for Steven and staff and just the team overall. I think it would be a big kind of momentum boost.
We are the favorites to win the NIT. So
yeah, we just need to.
I mean, it's us, Illinois State, Toledo, I think.
Tulsa. Tulsa. Pretty sure it's Tulsa. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I think I expect the usual suspects to step up, and you know, you never know. You might have a tied New Mexico. No, I hope we don't.
Oh, wow. It's almost all once. It's Auburn, Tulsa, New Mexico are all one season, then Illinois State is a four seed.
Talk about a Cinderella run. Hopefully Cinderella
doesn't continue.
Right, midnight tonight. I almost said something else. it would have been bad. Really, really bad. Yeah. So let's not do that. But yeah, 8:30 PM tip off again. Barncast, always fun. We'd love to see you there. And if you've already been, you know what you're getting into. So, but if you like what you're listening to now and other podcasts, you should go like and subscribe to the Barn YouTube channel, as well as check out the Barn website as well. We have awesome podcasts on here like this one, the Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, Sonny DeShera. There's so many names. I'm like trying to like remember that.
Not there eventually.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever seen Friends where it's like, get there faster? It's like, oh my goodness, it's the end of the week. My brain's just like, let's shut it down. It's almost time for Easter. Time to just chill out with the dogs, with the fam, and enjoy the holidays. But yeah, again, like, subscribe if you like what you see here and listen here and or what you hear. I'm rambling right now. We hope everyone has a great rest of your night. Again, Barncast pretty much right after this. So go ahead and go over there, wait in the queue, stay tuned, and we will be there shortly. I don't think I have anything else. You got anything?
Nope.
Cool. Well, again, we got the scrimmage tonight, so we'll see if anything comes out of that on social media. Just something to keep an eye on as well with the basketball game. So it's going to be a fun night if you're an Auburn sports fan. And yeah, with that being said, I don't have anything else. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you have been listening to the Barn Social Hour. We will see you next time. And as always, War Damn.
Bye. Have a great time.